Thanks to his draconian jail policies and stance against undocumented immigrants, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio gets a lot of ink during these Trump times. But now, over two decades after he rose to prominence, a new legacy for the sheriff is taking place. A wave of Latino politicians in Arizona have entered politics in direct response to those policies. Fernanda Santos is a professor of practice at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Arizona State University. She joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So what are we seeing, the sort of backlash to Joe Arpaio?
Well, it started about 10 years ago, right when Joe Arpaio and the state of Arizona, the Republican majority in the legislature here, began on the streets pushing a more oppressive type of enforcement of laws targeting Latinos, and in the state legislature passing laws that would make it harder for immigrants, in particular undocumented immigrants, from staying in the state. And it's been sort of an evolution where they got to a point where they went past the phase of registering more people to vote and mobilizing voters on election day. They have been training and preparing themselves all along to run for political office. And since the beginning of this year, five of them have been elected for school boards, state legislature positions, city council in Phoenix, and most recently, the mayor's office in the city of Tucson, the second largest city in the state.
And when you say of them, we're talking about Latino people?
We're talking about specifically Latino activists. So these are the people who organized the protests that happened here on the streets. Protest against Joe Arpaio, protest outside of the federal courthouse as Sheriff Arpaio is being tried for discriminating against Latinos in traffic stops and enforcement by the sheriff's department that he led in Maricopa County, also outside of the county jail here that still has a cooperation agreement with ICE. So they call immigration authorities when someone who is undocumented has finished serving their sentence, and ICE comes and picks them up to start deportation procedures. So these are the folks who are out there, who are the rebel rousers, so to speak, who are now in public office and part of the decision-making process as far as laws go in the state.
And remind us quickly of some of the more headline-making things that Arpaio did.
Well, for several years while he was sheriff in Maricopa County, which is the largest county in the state of Arizona, one of the largest in the country, he authorized or turned a blind eye to traffic enforcement operations, for example, in some of the most heavily Latino neighborhoods in the city of Phoenix, where in essence, sheriff's deputies would stop you if you were driving a car and they looked at you and felt that you looked illegal, you know, if there's such a look. And of course, that's not allowed by law because there was a whole federal civil rights lawsuit with lots of evidence from people who said I was doing nothing wrong when I came upon this sheriff's deputy who stopped me and then asked for my papers. There were people who were there were calls and recordings of emails of people who called in with tips saying, I just heard this person speaking Spanish and he got behind the wheel of his car and he's driving on such and such street. And that triggered some traffic stop down the line. Yeah. So there was clearly not only a policy coming from the sheriff's department itself, but also fueled by lots of these tips that came from people who felt that just from the fact that someone looked different or than they were or spoke Spanish, they were consequently illegal.
Yeah, and then there were the cages, the outdoor cages in the hot Arizona sunshine. Thanks for talking to us, Fernanda Santos, professor at Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State.